Brian, Ulster final here today. Unfortunately, didn't work out, but hard to take the way the game ended. The two sucker punches with the goal then, particularly a game that you were the better team in. You dominated for large periods.
Yeah, look, goals wins matches. We got a couple of sucker goals against us. Tried hard to fight back. Boys, fair dues to the boys, they fought hard for 60 minutes. We were definitely by far the better team. And we just couldn't get the scores, didn't get the scores, and conceded a couple of goals there. Third goal was the real sucker punch now, and once it went in, sort of the heads went down, but they lifted themselves again and tried to get back into the game. And look, they tried for 60 minutes, and that's all I can ask for them. Like. Yeah.
At the start of the game, Loughlin Island, of course, got their first goal, but then you settled in, and it went in at the break at half time, all square. And really, if you reflect back in the first half, you should have been ahead by a bit at that stage.
Yeah, 1-1 to 4 points at half time. We should have been probably 4 points up, 5 points up. But look at the conditions out there as well. Underfoot and wasn't great. So look at this. What happened, you know, at the end of the day. The boys tried their best. Just didn't work in the end, so it didn't.
And there was a lot of wides there in the first half, and particularly at the start of the second half. There was about six in the opening 7 minutes of that second half, Brian. And I know it's when we reflect back on it, maybe if you'd taken a few more of them, it might have been a different story there today, if you were a bit more clinical in front of the post.
Ah, definitely. If you look at it's also final day. You have to be clinical. Just we weren't clinical, and look at that's it. We didn't get the scores. They got them three goals. They got three scores in the second half. We got three scores in the second half. Our three were points. Their three were goals. You know, finished the game five scores to seven scores.
Yeah. You know, it's a very very strong performance by your side today and throughout the championship, and particularly in Ulster. And on days like this, it's hard to take, but when you reflect back on it, I'm sure you take a lot from it. That Bundoran, that they outshone themselves through the whole campaign.
Oh, they definitely did. Now, the boys were brilliant all year, and they put the shoulder to the wheel from January and tried to get. Look, at our aim at the beginning of the year was senior league, or get into Division 1 and win an intermediate championship. We done that, we moved on, we were taking stock of everything, and we wanted an Ulster championship. The boys have done brilliant all year. They've worked hard, they put everything they had into this year, and we just felt come up short today, as we did.
Just finally, it's been a brilliant experience for the club, and we've seen it out there, the massive supporters from Bundoran that was here today. It's something that the club will remember.
I hope they will, definitely. Now, as I say, we have massive support in the last couple of weeks. I'd like to see that support turning up in Gaelic Park on any given Sunday and pushing these lads on into next year and in 2016. At the end of the day, boys are on the field, they tried their best, supporters got behind them. It just, look, it wasn't to be today, and that's the bottom line.